Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I have an incredible, vivacious, fabulous guest. Her name is Barbara Wilder, and she has an upcoming course that even I signed up for because it's so exciting and transformative. It's called Self-Love and Your Money. She's written a book about it, and I'm so thrilled to have her as a guest today on Conscious Connection. We'll start 2017 off right with Barbara. Let me get her on the line here. This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. I'm so excited to talk to you about your upcoming course, which I'm signed up for, and I want all our listeners to know about it because it's a six-week live interactive course. Do you want to tell our listeners here at Conscious Connection a little bit about it?
Oh, well, of course, I would love to. It's a live course, there'll be replays so that everybody can fit it into their schedule. But it's video. It's a video class. And what we're going to do is spend 6 weeks really delving into what the truth about money is and the truth about how when we love ourselves, we open doors to the flow of money as love. Money as love to expand our lives and the world's life, because money as love is really, really a new concept. It's a brand new way of experiencing and expressing money and creating a new economy based on love and sharing and caring, as opposed to the current model of greed and fear and lack and poverty.
Yes, and we certainly know what that's about with the upcoming election, unless things change drastically tomorrow. Yeah, so that's a very innovative topic. I know you've written a book on it, Money is Love, Reconnecting to the Sacred Origins of Money. Would you like to talk about your book?
Yes, well, it's a book that came through me, really. 20 years ago, the information came. I was bankrupt. I'd been cut out of my mother's will. I was in a state of money is not love. And I was told, I got this message in a miraculous way that money is love. And I knew right away that that was a deep inner truth that had to be shared. And I studied everything I could about money and I meditated on it. And then it started to come through. But money is truly abundant and here for all of us. And it's only this mindset, this belief system that we created about 5,000 years ago that says that there's not enough to go around. And that's a lie. That's simply not true.
Yeah, why do you think that was created so long ago?
That's because we came into a time in history where we had a shift in consciousness. It was huge, and it happened really quickly, where we went from thinking of everything as very literal and being completely connected to the Mother Earth and knowing that she supported us all the time, into a time where abstract thought was introduced into our mind, and we began to start to think of things as different and separate. And the separation created what we now think of as and call duality. And in that duality, we had to find a way to make things different so we could start comparing things. And one way was to have some people have more than other people and get therefore have more power. And that sort of started taking effect around 5,000 years ago and moving through our history up till now. So we believe, because it's been going on for so long, we truly believe that that's the only way that life can be. But I always like to ask the question of what would you feel like if every morning you woke up and you know that you had more than enough for yourself and so did everybody else? Because that's this underlying thing we live with all the time and believe that that's the only way it's ever going to be, is that some people have a lot and some people have hardly any. And it's mm-hmm. just the way it is. And so there's a part of us that always has to shut down our heart. If we think about when we receive money and receive abundance in our lives, we have to shut down the little voice that says, yes, but there are 3.5 billion of us living on another part of the world who live on less
right.
than $2 a day
mm-hmm.
and, or that are mm-hmm. suffering and dying and starving to death. And
that's
the shift that we're about to make, is to open up this new understanding, which is an ancient understanding, that there is enough for all of us because we are part of this divine Mother Earth who wants to
right.
have us all have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it – and so when we – in the course then, when we learn to this truth, this excitement of this new awareness,
mm-hmm.
we have to then transfer that into loving ourselves so that we begin to love ourselves and be all that we can be and feel safe
mm-hmm.
doing that, which is difficult in a dominator culture we live in. It's difficult to feel safe. And
right,
so,
absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yes, go ahead. Keep going. I'm enthralled.
So as we in a dominator society, everybody has somebody that's better than they are, somebody that's dominating them. Everybody. Even the richest people have something or some over institution that's dominating. And so
mm-hmm.
so people can't really deeply, madly love ourselves because
mm-hmm.
We're always living sort of on the brink that everything can fall apart, that some dominator
yeah.
can come and change everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we consider that normal. I mean, it is normal, but that's not the way it's meant to be. So when you learn to really love yourself, when you learn to love yourself so much, nobody can dominate you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't be dominated, you can bring forth into your life and into the world all the magnificent creativity and genius that you came here to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So this course is all about us shedding this fear of being all that we can be and this shame. The shame of not having enough. There's so much shame that blocks us from our abundance, because we live in this out of balance consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and it's just
mm-hmm.
a belief system. Everything
yeah.
everything that is just a belief system. All we have to
mm-hmm.
do is change our belief system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we have to feel safe, and we have to.
Yeah,
so,
because I know nature is really abundant. If you look at any tree or flower, there's a million seeds. So nature has it built into the program that, sure, some seeds may not get fertilized roots, some may die, some may get eaten by a squirrel. And I think, you know, money is the same way. It's all out there for everyone, whether you have the best idea. But I think so much our mindset is that, and I wrestle with this coming from my parents who were children in the Depression with my grandparents, that there's less, there's a finite, there's not going to be enough, it's all going to disappear. Those are some of the inner thoughts I have, which is why I signed up for the course, because I want to work on that.
Exactly, and each one of us has that, our own personal life story, you know, and our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. Plus,
yes.
plus we have the overall, you know, cultural story. So,
mm-hmm.
as we work, and of course you know about working with people's personal stories and the legacies they bring through, you know that so well, Gary.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's your wonderful work you do with the constellation.
Mm-hmm.
And so so that's one of the things that we do in the class. We journal and in the journaling, we always start the journaling in this class by saying, well, in the first week anyway, we write, when I think about money, it makes me feel dot, dot, dot. And then you go from there. And where that takes you into all kinds of places, places you didn't even know you had that had anything to do with money. You know, you know, memories in your childhood where, you know, your father, you know, told you you weren't good enough to get your allowance.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, just, you know, all these little things we bring up into the light and just the light of awareness. And then, of course, we work with a beautiful light energy meditation that then clears and lifts and shifts the energy into the higher vibration of light and love as we do the work in the class.
Yes, I know. I was at a presentation you did at the Beverly Hills Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and I was blown away on how cellular and energetic I felt after. I felt like lots of energy was cleaning itself out, and I was just amazed at the power. So I know people may think, oh, she's just talking about that, or he's just talking about that, but what you offer is a live energetic experience for us to really tap into the deeper energy of the beliefs that are actually holding us hostage.
Yes, that's and it's so exciting. It's like a journey. It's like this journey inward, where you go, you know, you kind of dive in, and you start exploring that inner part of yourself, the shadow part that keeps you in these spirals and in these circles, the circular motion of always, you know, having the same story going over and over and over in your head until we get it, you know, until we bring in the light and the light energy, actually the light energy that really goes into your cells, Gary. It goes into your cells where we actually store. We store all the old trauma, all the old beliefs, all the old patterns get stored deep in ourselves. And we can't get there by thinking it. And but talking about it, we can only get there by diving in through meditation and clearing it with the light. Because as much as we're aware of our stories, because that's really, you know, what everything is. We have these stories we live with, you know, and we think, you know, we have this deep, you know, subconscious belief that if we let go of our story, like, you know, my parents treated me badly and I don't have this and this because of blah, 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 blah. If we don't have that story, there's this insidious little voice inside of us that tells us we will die if we don't keep that story going.
Exactly.
You know? And so the thing, too, about the class is when you're working with others and working through this stuff with other people, and you all of a sudden somebody's telling their revelation for the week, and you go, and another person says, oh my God, I've been feeling that too. I didn't realize, oh my God, I've been thinking that about money for my whole life, or whatever, you know, and then that opens you up to let go of shame, right? Because, oh, my God, I don't have to be ashamed of this. Other people feel this way, too. I'm not over here in some closet, you know, hiding.
A lot of us, you know, it was considered, I mean, I happen to have a Christian upbringing, or not devout religious by any means, but there was a lot of intrusive thoughts that people with money were evil, money was the devil. And I think some parts of Christianity, I happen to be brought up in the more Protestant you know, as a child, but those messages come through that, you know, people with money are evil, they do bad things with it, and you should never have it because it's dirty and it'll hurt people. I mean, there's these subconscious beliefs, and you so eloquently just tap into that in your presentation, your live presentation, which is why I can't wait to do the online, because we're not even aware that these tapes are running us.
Right. It's true. I mean, And they really want to hold on too. They don't want to let go. These
mm-hmm.
old tapes.
Mm-hmm.
They have a life of their own, and we're threatening
yeah.
them. We're really threatening them. They're like, and of course that's
mm-hmm.
what we see going on right now
mm-hmm.
in Washington. You know, is that
oh,
that
absolutely.
the old duality dominator culture is up and ready to be transformed in the light, and it's screaming. It's
mm-hmm.
screaming, I'm not going anywhere.
And if they
I'm
aren't,
we
will.
But, you know, Buckminster Fuller said that you don't change something by fighting against what is the reality that exists.
Right.
To change something, you build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And
I'm
so,
sorry, you're
how?
Chopping up a little bit. We had these vintage airplanes just go overhead. My apologies. Could you repeat that again? It somehow chopped up the signal.
Yes. Okay. I was saying that, you know, this the old model is screaming to stay alive,
yes.
right? This old model that it is. And then Buckminster Fuller, that wonderful, wonderful writer who wrote Spaceship Earth, he said, you never change things by fighting against the existing reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't.
Mm-hmm.
So while this is all going on, you know, we can't fight against it to stop it because it's really loud and really ugly. But
mm-hmm.
but he goes on to say, to change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
So what we're doing here, not only in this class, are we changing things for ourselves and bringing this self-love into our life, making the old life obsolete, but we're doing it. We're also beginning to create this new consciousness of money and as love. And money
mm-hmm.
as love really just means goodwill and abundance for all the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. That's truly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so we create this consciousness in each one of our minds and then more people. And it's really exploding now. I mean, there's so many people talking about money as love. And, you know, when I wrote it, Carrie, like, you know, when I first got it and published the book in 99, I mean, nobody got money as love. I mean, everybody thought I was insane, which
mm-hmm.
was a challenge. But,
mm-hmm. Right.
But over the years, you know, more and more people, you know, got it. There was a big group of people that got it right away. But, you know, not like the numbers that we need. And now, all of a sudden, in the past, like, 6 months, all of a sudden, just that phrase, money as love, is popping up throughout everywhere, throughout the whole
mm-hmm.
new, you know, conscious, commerce community and the sacred economy,
mm-hmm.
economics, you know. So as we build, as we bring this love in, it's just expanding it. It's right down there below awareness of the old reality, and it's beginning
mm-hmm.
to build this new reality. So,
right. mm-hmm.
yeah. So that's what we're doing in this course is
just
we're building that new reality for ourselves, but we're also building
exactly.
it for the world. Yeah.
And some of the points you mentioned on some of the questions I asked you about our show today,
mm-hmm.
which was stuff about self-love and self-worth. I think those actually are deeper subconscious limitations that we carry. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I'm sure they're going to be discussed in the class. And
oh,
if
yes.
not trans... Yes.
It's like... right now in the world, our self-worth is so mostly in connection with how much money we have.
Mm-hmm.
If we have very little money, we have very little self-worth. That's because we believe, this culture believes, that you don't, everything is based on who has the most. So even if you don't think you feel that way, even though you may think, I feel, you know, I know who I am and I'm pretty cool and everything, and I have, you know, high self-worth, or I don't have low self-esteem. When you start really digging in and letting yourself relax a little into your, you will find there's low streams of low self-esteem that run through our whole consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we go in there and find that, and we love that part of ourselves. We
mm-hmm.
love the part of ourselves that doesn't feel completely worthy, that doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel as good as someone else, who doesn't think we are enough. You know,
mm-hmm.
are you enough? Just, are you enough?
Right.
And, I mean, that's enough. Do you have enough? Do I have enough? You know, who has more than I do? And you see, when we begin to love ourselves and feel our own self-worth, then we find ourselves in our businesses, in our work, and whatever we do, the need to compete starts to drop away.
Mm-hmm.
Because competition keeps us separate. Competition
mm-hmm.
says that, you know, Gary, you work with Legacy and Heritage and Transformation, right? And I work
mm-hmm.
with Money and Legacy and Transformation. So I have to, if I don't love myself and have high self-worth and don't know who I am, really deeply,
right.
madly, truly, I have to compete mm-hmm. with you and say, oh, I can't be friends with you. I can just pretend I'm a friend with you.
Right.
And because
exactly.
I've really got to, mm-hmm. I've got to compete with you to get this finite amount of clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
because everything in our world is based on scarcity. There's not
mm-hmm.
enough. So when there's not enough, we have to compete. And that keeps us having low self-worth and out of self-love, because the competition keeps us out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us out of balance. We can never just stand beautifully and relax in who we are and share what
right.
we have and open to receive all the wonderful
mm-hmm.
clients or customers to come
mm-hmm.
and partake of ours, because we think, you know, somebody else is going to take it from us.
Yeah.
But when
mm-hmm.
we live in a, when we understand that, first of all, that there's enough for everybody, and that
right.
and we're really here and we really love ourselves, all that stuff just melts away. It melts away.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
become,
yeah.
and we are then become these co-creators of this new, this brand new, wonderful, abundant world.
Mm-hmm.
And so self-love and self-worth are just, you know, all about shifting out of not being enough, being ashamed,
mm-hmm.
blaming
mm-hmm.
others, all the stuff that we do naturally, that we do all the time, daily. I mean, you know, there's shame in so many little things, so much shame. There's so much, and that, you know, translates into being mean to others. And when
mm-hmm.
you're mean to others, you're mean to yourself.
Yeah.
And when you're, and so then you can't love yourself, because
mm-hmm.
then you're ashamed. Because then you're ashamed.
Right.
Because shame comes back in, right?
Right.
So it
exactly.
just keeps going around and around and around in circles. And so, but as we bring in this, you know, and in the class, I'm really gonna look at the six steps of falling in love with yourself.
Wonderful.
The first step is when you meet yourself for the first time, and you think, mm-hmm. oh, that person's pretty cool. I might want to go out with that person.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you go, no, probably not. I probably wouldn't really want to go out with that person.
uh-huh.
And then the next step is, okay, I'll go out with this person just once. You know, and then there's all the other steps of all that we go through as we, when we fall in love with another person, we do that with ourselves and all the stuff mm-hmm. that comes up. And like there's one of the steps where you go, well, I don't know about it. You know, this person seems pretty fabulous and I'm pretty turned on and it's pretty cool. Oh, but the money issue, God, they don't have enough money, you know?
Right.
And then we get into all that fear stuff, all of our fear stuff. And then that low self-worth comes up. Mm-hmm. And then we work through that. And then we work through that until, you know, we get to that place where we fall truly, madly, deeply in love with ourselves. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so.
So what do we have a few minutes left here. So what is your website that people can register on for the Money is Love, Reconnecting to the Sacred Origins of Money, more so self-love and your money, Money is Love Workshop. That's a 6-week course that's starting in January, right? What a way to start the new year. So
don't
how
you think
do you
so?
Like...
Is that... so
can't
you
be
got...
better.
Please... I mean, I think it's just the best way that we're going to start this year ever, because to really step into loving ourselves and bringing in the abundance to support our purpose, so we can become the strongest people that, you know, imaginable now when we're so needed. So to go to my website, very simple, it's www.barbarawilder.com. And right on the homepage, right there, you can just click on to learn more about the class and click right on to register right there. And you can also, you know, you can reach me. You can even email me at barbara@barbarawilder.com to ask me questions. And enjoy the website, too. Also, with the class, you get a free ebook of Money as Well, Reconnecting to the Sacred Origins of Money, which is a book that, if you haven't read it yet, you'll really, really want to read, and it will be part of the course. And there's and if you sign up for the newsletter, you get another ebook called The Power of True Wealth. So lots of stuff, lots of good stuff over there.
And it's absolutely wonderful. I've yet to read them with the Christmas rush going on right now, but I have them downloaded, ready to go before we start the course in January. And I know there's a quote you have, that true wealth is abundance that does not create scarcity. And that's from the Talmud, which is the sacred Jewish text.
Isn't that wonderful? Let's say that. I'll say that again, because I think for people to really open your mind and just listen to this.
Yeah.
True wealth is abundance that does not create scarcity. And that's such a beautiful thing to meditate on. And it's an ancient, ancient truth that comes from the Talmud. Yeah. And then Money is Love just builds on that, because not only does Money is Love, it doesn't create scarcity, but it creates abundance, because love always expands, whatever.
Absolutely. Well, Barbara, it's been wonderful to speak to you. I can't wait to do the course, and we have to sign off now. So this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. My fantastic guest is Barbara Wilder, who's doing a wonderful course in January, Self-Love and Money. a Money is Love workshop, and Barbara can be contacted at her website, barbarawilder.com, or emailed barbara@barbarawilder.com. She's also on Facebook and Twitter as well, and she can be called at 720-841-5820. Barbara, it's just been absolutely wonderful, a great way to end the year and start the new year off with a bang. So I thank you very much, and I'll be putting this everywhere in my social networks. And it's just wonderful to have you as my guest. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank you, Gary. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see you in class.
Yes, absolutely. And holiday namaste to all our listeners. Till next time, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection.